It took Richard Schickel 16 years to finish a massy biography of film pioneer D.W. Griffith, and Schickel now concludes he has no temperament for such scholarly undertakings.
I don't know how people do this for a living. I mean, I swear, on a stack of D.W. Griffith books, I will never do this again.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For Richard Schickel, it all started in 1968.
I'd written a book for Simon & Schuster called The Disney Version. It was really, if I say so myself, very well received and was, you know, commercially a modest success. And in the way of publishers, the editor said, well, what would you like to do for us next?
Everyone liked the idea of a biography of the man who directed the silent film classic, The Birth of a Nation.
And I said, okay, I'll do it. It needs to be done. It's a big black hole in the center of film scholarship at that point.
Schickel then began what would turn out to be years of research, starting with the Griffith Archives at New York's Museum of Modern Art. But Schickel had other things to do as well. For example, his job as Time Magazine's movie critic.
The struggle was to write this book and keep alive. So, I mean, there were times, there were gaps of a year and two when I couldn't work on the book at all.
Schickel says it was a miracle the book became a reality.
I remember talking about this with Norman Mailer, who was having exactly the same troubles, but with fiction on Ancient Evenings. I mean, the same thing. He'd signed for it years before. Whenever he got a few bucks ahead, he'd write on it. But it's a very wasteful way to write, because to get back into the mood of a book means taking at least 2 or 3 weeks or a month to get back into stride on the book.
Richard Schickel's final product runs 672 pages, three times longer than he had planned. It's a remarkable achievement. D.W. Griffith, An American Life, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I think he wanted to have been, in history, an artist who had had a great rise and then a great fall.
That's Richard Schickel on the film director D.W. Griffith, subject of Schickel's massy biography, An American Life. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Griffith was born in Kentucky in 1875. Schickel says Griffith may have had a mystical experience as a child.
Griffith claimed that on a snowy, frosty day, he looked up into a circle of branches, which created a kind of a halo effect, and claims that he saw Christ speaking to him.
Similar visionary religious allegories can be found at the end of such Griffith films as The Birth of a Nation and Intolerance.
Griffith's early life remains in some sense enigmatic. I mean, no one knows quite what he did all of the time he was a touring actor, for example, and a lot of the material about him as a young man is pretty mythic. That is to say, it is mostly refracted through his own autobiographical writings, which are extremely unreliable.
Griffith became a $5-a-day actor for the Biograph Film Company and then tried his hand at directing. Schickel says the movies could have gone the way of the hula hoop without Griffith's vision.
He imagined a future for the movies. I mean, in other words, let's turn them into an art. Let's make 2-reelers, 3-reelers, 4-reelers. Mm-hmm. Let's make 12-reelers. That was a very important thing for him to do, to bring the movies up to a standard that he could appreciate.
Griffith built his own studio, went broke, and by 1931, at the age of 56, had stopped directing altogether. Schickel describes Griffith as a great primitive and innovator.
Melodramatic forms that Griffith found for movies you can still find in movies today. There's no question about that. Many of the sort of basic structural techniques that we still find in movies, certainly Griffith pioneered.
Film buffs will like Richard Schickel's D.W. Griffith, An American Life, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.